Welcome to episode 7 of the Modules Unraveled podcast, part 2 with Khaled, and a little background on the User Points module.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now your host, he was on the high school swim team, Brian Lewis.
This is going to be a short and sweet episode. Khaled is going to give us some background on the User Points module, how and why it got started, and some example use cases. Then on a future show, I'll be talking with Sasha Grossenbacher, who is the maintainer of the Drupal 7 version of User Points, about what the future looks like for the module. Well, welcome back, Khaled. We had you on not too long ago talking about Drupal performance, and today we're going to talk about the User Points module. So, welcome, Khaled.
Welcome, Brian. Thanks.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about the User Points module. Why don't you go ahead and just give us the background and we'll get started.
Okay, so this is a module that was started in 2005. It was commissioned by a client, and they had an art website, and they wanted people to get more involved and encourage people to post art, which is basically images. And then they would, people would comment on it, vote on other people's art, and then, they would get points for these actions. So it would kind of encourage people to, they see this number and they want it to go up. It's like the game theory and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since shortly afterwards, we contributed to the community minus a few features that the client requested that, no, I don't want those to be, to be contributed. So they didn't want two features to be contributed. And what we did is that we said yes, because, we would develop it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, we started maintaining two versions, one for them and one for the community. And it was kind of hard to merge changes from one to the other. So we got a patch on Drupal.org, and we wanted to go back to the client version, or vice versa. It became too much work. So we talked to them, and we were able to convince them to release everything.
Mm.
And things got easier after that, because we were maintaining one version. And then after that, it started evolving into, there was this whole ecosystem that was developed around it. And people started writing contributed modules that use the User Points API for various things, like if you moderate, then you get points. If you invite people to join the site, then you get points. If if you sign up to the site the first time, then you'll get some bonus points. If you do e-commerce, then people would get like points for buying stuff, and they could even use points to, they could even buy points and then use the points as a currency for the site, etc. So it started to involve, evolve into a user incentive, ranking, and the virtual currency system.
Cool.
And we even got requests, I think it was 2 requests to port it to Joomla. And we just didn't have the time at the time, because, again, Joomla is kind of a totally different ecosystem. So we didn't manage to go through with these, even though it was, so even people outside the community were interested in it, which is kind of interesting, yeah.
It's probably encouraging to know that you've built something that people are really interested in.
Yeah, for sure. One site, for example, used it to encourage recycling. So they are like a waste management company, and they what they did is that they have online points. So you get green points, I think they call them, or something like that. And they extended that so that you earn points in the real world, not online. So basically you take an item to a depot, and then you get like a receipt or something, and it has something on it. Someone would enter this data, and then using a file import thing, we would accrue the points on the site. So after a while, they will show up on your account.
Hmm.
So it was kind of interesting. And then we extended that into the services module. So basically, we've had the ability of another site to update the points on this site. So it can be a site-to-site thing.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there is a services module. So the services module is actually a standalone thing that allows you to post nodes from one site to the other and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we extended that to use points as well. So you can accrue points. And the interesting thing about open source in general and Drupal in particular is that at any point someone would pass the baton to another person and they would become the maintainer of the new version or something, and they would add their own creativity, imagination, mm-hmm. and skills. And this happened twice in user points. So even though I developed the Drupal 5 up to Drupal 5 version,
okay.
Drupal 6 was taken over by Jacob Redding, and who's now actually the executive director of the Drupal Association.
Mm.
And he took it from Drupal 5 to Drupal 6 and added a lot of stuff to it because he was doing some work for a New York-based nonprofit at the time. And then the same thing is happening again with Drupal 7. So Sasha Grossenbacher is taking over the module for Drupal 7, so taking over user points, and he's already published releases and added features, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah, I'm going to have him on a future podcast fairly soon, hopefully, to talk about that in Drupal 7.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So there are a lot of contributed modules that come with user points now. Can you give us an overview of a few of those?
Yeah, some of them come with the module itself, and some of them are each in its own project. And we've the pendulum swings from one way to the other. I mean, initially we tried to do everything under a contrib directory on the module. So if you downloaded one module, you get everything. Mm-hmm. But because each part is written by a certain person, and maybe they'll write it once and we'll never see them again,
mm-hmm.
And we will not, it's hard to keep stuff up to date. So we decided to break things off from the main module and make the module just an API mainly. So broke off even node and comments were in Drupal 6 were not part of user points API itself.
Hmm.
And this allowed the responsibility of maintaining a contributed module for user points to rest with the person who has written it. They right. have access. They can maintain it at their own schedule, and someone else can pick it up, etc., etc. Yeah. So basically under contrib, if you go to the user points itself, you will find that there is a link to the user points contrib module.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to the user points contrib module, you will find links to other modules that use user point API as well. So we tried to make, a list of them and keep that up to date. Whenever we know of a module that is published, then we add it. So there is one place to look at and know what's there. So
okay.
Things range from, commerce integration. So basically you buy an item from a store and you get a certain number of points that you would reflect in your rank or some badge or mm-hmm. something on the site. Or you can use them as a virtual currency. So it's like a discount later. So when you accrue a certain number, then you can buy something from the store.
Mm-hmm.
And actually certain sites are using that. There is a module called Retroactive, for example. So if you have a site that has been running for a couple of years and it was not using user points, and now you decide to use your points, there is a way to give points to everyone who has contributed to the site in publishing nodes or, mm-hmm. commenting on nodes and stuff.
So it almost acts as if it's been enabled for both those years, and they'll get all the points they would have forgotten.
Yeah, for a limited features like, nodes and comments. I mean, it doesn't do everything like voting and things, but it gives you a basis on how to do it. So basically we go scan everything and find out who did it, and then we accrue points for them.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's user points has a quite complex transaction, master transaction model. So basically you have a master, which is basically each user has this number of points, and then you have a transaction which every kind of point was gained or lost is written in detail when and why and things like that. So, there's lots of reporting and stuff that can happen on it. There's also moderation. So if you help moderating a site, then you can earn points. Inviting a user to join the site, there's an invite module, and then there is the referral module, and each one of those has different ways of integrating that. There is the voting. And there is karma. So there is so if you're using the voting API, you can get that. And then there is if you're using the karma module, you can get that too.
Mm.
There is also a way to gain roles as you get points. So, for example, a site can have you can have people who are contributing a lot to the site can go into a moderator mode or, you know, editor mode. So basically, uh-huh. they get a role to make them, you know, access that mode as well. There is the services integration that I talked about, which is remote accrual of points and remote revocation of points if you want to. There is also badges, which is puts you in a rank, and basically if you have between 100 and 200 points, then you get the green rank. If you have, you know, 200 to 300, you would get orange, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. So it gives you some sort of status symbol on the site. So a visual symbol.
Okay. And yeah. you've got a couple links for us. You've got one for how the Drupal community works together, which is a case study on using user points. Is that correct?
Yes, and that was basically when I realized that the pattern is being repeated from Drupal 5 to Drupal 6 and from Drupal 6 to Drupal 7, and different Jacob Redding first and then Sasha Grossenbacher taking over the module. So it's a good insight into how open source community works. There is no ownership. It's my module. I mean, this attitude is kind of counterproductive in the open source world. It's our module. Mm. Okay, go from it's me to us, mm-hmm. and that's how, you know, how the whole open source ethics work.
Okay, and the second one is a presentation you gave in Cairo. What's that one about?
Yeah, this was basically in 2007, so it's kind of I think Drupal 5-ish.
Okay.
But there is slides from, you know, what user points can do and how is it used, a bit overview of the API, which shouldn't have changed much, even with Drupal 7 now.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thanks for that overview. We'll have Sasha on soon to talk about how user points is being developed in Drupal 7. And so just want to thank you again for your time and for coming on the show.
Okay, thanks a lot. And I'll be sure to listen to that one.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, if you want to be notified when the show with Sasha does come out, be sure to head on over to modulesunraveled.com/podcast, and there will be a link for you to subscribe to the show in iTunes. You can even ask your own questions about user points. Send me a message on Twitter asking your question, and it will probably be included in the show. My Twitter name is @modsunraveled. That's MODSUNRAVELED. And if you can't think of anything right now, go ahead and follow me anyway, because I always send out a tweet right before each recording session to see if there are any last-minute questions that other people might have. And if you're not using Twitter, you can just send me a message through the contact form at modulesunraveled.com. As always, I'd love a rating or review on iTunes, so thanks for that in advance, and have a great rest of your day.